in Randolph County and for miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means W-A-C-O.
For folks on the go, it's 1-2-3-0.
That's W-H-P-O. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on W-H-C-O. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:26. I'm Jeff, and this is the People Speak. Talking today with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council, and this is your first time here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hit the ground running, as you say, you know, at the Dairy
Council.
Absolutely,
absolutely.
So what are we going to talk about today?
We're going to talk a little bit about family meals and the benefits that those family meals play, and more than just nutrition in the dairy world, but also socially and all of the benefits that your family can get from it.
All right, great. I'll tell you what, we'll go ahead and take our break, and we'll come back, and we'll dive into this topic. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. 9:32, welcome back. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff, and again, we're talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. You say we're going to talk about family meal times. That's almost something that's kind of disappeared.
Absolutely. Family meals over the past 20 years, researchers have really confirmed what parents have actually known for a long time, that sharing family meals together is good for the spirit, it's good for the brain, and it's good for the health of all the family members.
Tend to eat healthier if you have, you know, family meals at home.
Absolutely, absolutely. Recent studies are linking family dinners with a ton of behaviors that parents hope for, like lower rates of substance abuse, teen pregnancy, depression, higher grade point averages, self-esteem. And like you said, we're also just eating healthier whenever we're cooking at home because we're cooking healthy foods. Family meals are actually also helpful for your budget as well. A sample estimate found that a family of four could save nearly $40 a week per person by simply eating meals at home.
Oh, wow. That's
significant.
You know, you add that up over time, that adds
absolutely
up.
Absolutely, per person.
You know, that would be a dinner out there too, you know, every with what you save.
Exactly.
I see the research also shows, and you touched on it, but when families eat together, it tends to form a bond between them.
Research is really showing that families have separate lives, and so whenever they have that family meal together, they are able to reconnect and give them that family time that they need.
And this research has been going on over about 20 years, I see. And
absolutely.
I mean, it ought to be fairly accurate, you know.
Yes. It's definitely significant amount of research that's out there about this topic.
You know, we mentioned that you tend to eat healthier.
Yeah.
Your options are a little better, I think, than what you get in a restaurant.
Absolutely. Kids, if you're eating at home, they're getting more of those calcium-rich dairy foods, those fruit and vegetables. They're drinking less soda, eating less fried foods. It also increases their opportunity to get those three servings of dairy in per day that they're really needing. And if parents are drinking milk and the kids are seeing them doing that, then they're modeling those healthy habits as well.
Also kind of helps with your... We used to call it the food pyramid. But.
Yes, yeah, getting in all those different food groups. It also lowers the rates of obesity in children and adolescents. It encourages kids to try new and healthy foods. And dairy is a great way to, you know, add it to your vegetables or add it in different ways to make your food taste really delicious and get those kiddos eating those healthier foods as well.
I remember back to my days growing up and stuff at home, and that, you know, I mean, the plate would set in front of you, usually had a meat and at least one, maybe two vegetables, maybe some potatoes, things like these days. It seems like they have more sweets, fast stuff, maybe a burrito, that frozen burrito that you throw in or things like that.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely. And that's kind of what you're getting from that fast food lifestyle. But at home, whenever you're actually getting the time to make it and eat it together, it's typically going to be more balanced because you're putting a little bit more time, thought, and effort into that meal.
Right. I just wanted to mention that people are listening that if you hear some noise in the background, we're getting some renovation work done here. So we have two open holes in the wall behind us that go to the outside. So occasionally we hear a vehicle go by. But I'm sure that getting healthier meals and stuff is going to have a benefit to the long-term health of people.
Absolutely. Learning to cook and participate in those regularly scheduled meals with your family, children can use those skills throughout the rest of their lives, those cooking skills and that bonding time with their future families as well. Kids who learn to eat healthy whenever they're children are going to be more likely to eat healthy as adults. So that creates that positive experience with them that they're going to carry through with the rest of their lives. And it also is going to help them build those strong bones with the calcium that they're getting with those dairy foods that they're eating with those meals.
And then, as you said, you know, the parents will have a little more control over what their kids are eating.
Absolutely. You can put a little bit more focus and effort in what's actually getting put on that plate.
You know, if you actually sit and watched everything your child eats during the day, it would probably be shocking.
Absolutely. There's so many different foods out there, and this really gives the parents the opportunity to make sure that at least one meal throughout the day that they're getting to sit down together with for dinner, that their kids are getting some proper nutrition.
Okay. Of course, you're from the Dairy Council.
Yes.
So we've got to add dairy in there.
Absolutely.
Why is dairy something good to add to the dinner plate from a health perspective?
Absolutely. So dairy is an easy addition to that family dinner plate because, of course, it's delicious, but it also packs a nutritional punch. So each serving of dairy gets you about 30% of your daily needs in terms of calcium. Dairy foods also contain 9 essential nutrients that our bodies really need, including protein, phosphorus, vitamin A, vitamin B12, vitamin D, riboflavin, potassium. Dairy also accompanies other foods really well. Like I mentioned before, it adds character to foods. And that's just an easy way to get kids to eat different foods while also meeting all those nutritional needs.
Right. I know Aaron had talked a few months ago about chocolate milk, and I'm thinking, you know, I love chocolate milk, but I've always been told it was bad. And she's like, no, it's not that bad, you know.
So. Absolutely. Well, yeah, a lot of things go around chocolate milk because of the added sugars and things like that. But at the end of the day, chocolate milk still has those 9 essential nutrients that kiddos need. So even though and it also only adds about 4% of what they're taking in as far as added sugar in a day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still helping their nutrition significantly.
Right. As far as dairy accompanying the food, kind of adds a little bit of character to the foods?
Absolutely. You can do lots of different things. You could use yogurts to make sauces or dips. You could do different cheeses with your vegetables. There's so many recipes that are out there to get that dairy added into your meal while also making it super interesting and delicious. There's one example that I always give people is that just getting plain yogurt and then adding some sort of seasoning mix to it, like a ranch seasoning mix or something like that, and you can dip your vegetables in it, and it's super delicious and healthy and getting all those vitamins and minerals in throughout the day.
You mentioned the 9 essential nutrients. I'll put you on the spot. What are those?
So those essential nutrients are nutrients that we have to have from our diet. There are certain nutrients that our body can actually make inside of our body, but these are nutrients that we actually have to consume. And the fact that dairy contains 9 of those nutrients is quite a significant amount. So that's why we really are pushing, you know, as the nutrition education people, pushing for that that dairy consumption, as well as the other important food groups like vegetables, whole grains, and things like that as well, to get those nutrients in.
Okay. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and get our next break in here, and we will come back and talk some more with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council.
Sounds great.
We'll be back here on The People Speak right after this. And welcome back. You're listening to The People Speak here on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. It's 9:51. I got about a little over six and a half minutes left in the program today, talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. And we're talking about family meal time.
We were talking a little bit about those fun tips that we can include with those meals together. There's several things that you could do to add dairy to the meal to make it super fun for those kids. You could experiment with yogurt and milk by doing smoothies. You could add fresh or even frozen fruit, cereals, or sometimes I know with my nephews, we can sneak in spinach and they don't even know with those smoothies and things like that. You could also add sliced or shredded or crumbled cheese on a sandwich. Salads and casseroles, different things like that. Or you could even get creative with your presentation, like using cookie cutters to cut fun shapes into cheese and bread and different types of grilled cheese sandwiches to get kids interested in eating those foods. There's several things that you could do to really make those meals fun and delicious and get the kids engaged.
Right. So, and sometimes it takes being creative to get kids to...
to really latch on to something, absolutely. Or even getting them involved. Sometimes getting them involved in the cooking process makes them a lot more excited about eating those foods. So,
yeah, kids are very picky eaters. Of course,
absolutely.
A lot of adults are.
Yes, exactly. And that's what we're trying to avoid is, helping these kids eat all these foods so that they grow up to not be picky eaters and enjoy a healthy diet.
One thing I've learned talking with the Dairy Council over the past couple of years is yogurt is always a good addition in cooking.
Absolutely, yes. There's a lot of different ways that you could substitute yogurt in with different recipes. I know another girl at the office had made like a cookie recipe where she substituted a lot of the butter with yogurt, and it was super delicious. So there's definitely tons of recipes out there on that, and tons on our website as well.
Cheese is also something that can be tossed in there.
Absolutely, especially if you have a kid that it really loves cheese. I worked on a cheese at a cheese production facility for several years, so I'm partial to the whole cheese thing. But if they're really into cheese, melting the cheese onto something to make it delicious and different things like that you can do.
And talking about cheese, years ago I have family that live in Duluth, Minnesota, and we used to go up there every summer. We go through Wisconsin, obviously, cheese.
Yes, pick up some of those fresh cheese curds.
And not too far from Superior, Wisconsin, I believe is where this one was. I believe maybe the town of Rice Lake. They had a cheese plant where they were making cheese, and you could come in and you could take a tour. We took a tour. This was back, I won't, because that'll give my age away, but, it was still, they would go in and they would stir the pot manually. They had it running around in vats through the middle, and then they had like a little, I don't know, it's kind of like what you would think of as you think of an aqueduct or something where the cheese, and they get the curds and they had the different types and things. And it was just fascinating.
Yeah,
you know, now
absolutely.
A lot of that's automated, but.
Absolutely, yeah. I worked at Marcoot Creamery, and they did the same thing where they kind of had the vat and they pressed the cheese curds, and there's nothing better than fresh cheese in my opinion.
True. Unless it's Lindberger, then you
everybody has their preferences with the cheese.
I've heard it tastes good once you get it past your nose.
That could be.
But we're talking about the fun tips. I mean, like I said, with kids and stuff, and even some adults, being creative and stuff, and you want to get that family mealtime back, because that was something that's been lost to time.
Absolutely. And our busy schedules just make it really difficult to eat together some days. So really making that priority, as you can tell, the research is showing all sorts of benefits from it. So really making that a priority and getting together for those meals.
And you can be a lot more creative with it as far as creating your own recipe.
exactly. Or getting hopping online. It's so easy to find fun recipes now that where you can include vegetables and those dairy products and get those important foods in the diet that are in a palatable way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can, as far as if you like certain things. Last Christmas, we were having a meal and that, and it's like, well, I like a certain Italian restaurant's salad that they serve. And you look it up and you can find pretty much all the ingredients that go in, and it wasn't too far off.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's tons of things on the internet now, and they even have recipe generators where it's like, okay, well, I have this cheese and I have milk and I have flour and things like that. And these are the ingredients that I have. What can I make with that?
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And of course, a lot of this information and stuff and a lot of good recipes are on the St. Louis Dairy Council website, Facebook?
Yes, absolutely. So we have our website. It's www.stldairycouncil.org. We also are on Facebook and Instagram at STL Dairy Council. And right now we are actually running a campaign called Cowversations. So we really want you guys to ask questions. We're relaying these messages to our dairy farmers. If you want to know from a dairy farmer's perspective, or if you have a nutrition question, you can come to us at the Dairy Council. So ask us your questions, your cowversation questions.
Yeah, I noticed when you first kicked that off, I believe it was Erin that was here with us and talking, and she sent me that, and I thought, well, there's a typo in that.
An intentional typo.
Exactly.
Cowversation. Yeah.
But then I looked, and the W and the N are nowhere near each other on the keyboard. So.
Yes. Nope. Not an accident. That was on purpose. We want to hear your questions and your feedback. So reach out to us either on our Facebook page, or we have a cowversations@stldairycouncil.org email that you could ask questions to as well.
Okay. And, of course, school getting ready to start back up. I'm sure you'll be working with the schools.
Absolutely, yes. So we're going to get those questions from the kiddos, too.
And they do some. You do some fun projects throughout the year with the kids, too.
Absolutely, yeah. We do different projects. Like we have an Adopt-A-Cow program where the kids have a virtual reality with their cow growing up and things like that. And lots of different fun initiatives that we do with the kids. So.
All right, Kelsey. Well, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll look forward to talking to you again next month.
Yeah.
All right. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.